Early next year, during the dead of winter, the first heads of fresh lettuce are expected to be harvested at a new greenhouse built on what was once dangerously polluted land in western Massachusetts. While production slows during the winter at traditional greenhouses, the Wellspring Harvest Greenhouse in Springfield will use a hydroponic technology for year-round growing. Greenhouse manager Stephen Hilliard said the lettuce will be fresher than anything available once the winter cold and darkness puts an end to the local growing season.
The beauty of it is that the lettuce that's coming to this market is coming from Imperial Valley of California, northern Mexico. Normally it takes a five-day trip, and during that 5 days it loses half of its nutrition, half its vitamins.
Also, because the lettuce never touches the ground, it will be a very high-quality product.
The Food Safety Modernization Act requires a very high standard, and to sell to institutional customers like schools and hospitals, we have to meet that. And we have an opportunity to grow a very clean crop that meets all those requirements.
Wellspring Harvest, which is organized as a for-profit, worker-owned cooperative business, has agreements to sell lettuce, greens, and herbs grown in the greenhouse to Bay State Medical Center, Mercy Medical Center, the Springfield Public Schools, and Big Y Supermarkets. Annual sales are projected at $300,000 to $350,000, according to Fred Rose, co-director of Wellspring Cooperative.
Wellspring's big mission is to create jobs, really entry-level jobs in the city where people learn the work on the job and then eventually become owners, so share in the profits of the company. So we are going to start with 5 employees here, and over time it'll expand to 9 people. And they're going to be learning the skills as they work.
The greenhouse project cost $1.3 million, which Rose said came from a combination of loans, grants, and donations.
Part of our mission is to bring investment back into inner city neighborhoods.
Built on the site of the former Chapman Valve factory where components for nuclear weapons were manufactured, the greenhouse culminates the redevelopment of blighted land once contaminated by radioactivity. The rest of the property is covered by a large solar farm. Armando Feliciano, chairman of the Springfield Redevelopment Authority, said a lot of ideas were floated for reusing the site, and the greenhouse turned out to be a great project.
It took a lot of work and a lot of creativity and a lot of help from, you know, both the state and the federal government, but it happened. You know, this is a wonderful opportunity for the people of Springfield and for the Wellsprings. I think this is economic development at its best.
Dozens of the cooperative's backers gathered Thursday to celebrate the near completion of the construction of the 15,000-square-foot greenhouse. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.